right, Ricky's Live the Morning Show. Hey, on the phone, we got the parents of Trayvon Martin, Sabrina Fulton, and Tracy Martin. Good morning.
I'm all right, Ricky. How about yourself?
It was a pleasure to get a chance to spend some time with you last week, man. And thank you for being active and just, and you've really been on the road a lot.
Actually, we're in the airport right now, headed out. Got to do what we have to do to keep this movement going.
I just want to say again, my condolences to you and your family. I can't imagine.
Thank you so much.
If this isn't too personal, because you guys have been very, very vocal, and like you said, you're at the airport now. Personally, how has this affected your life, I guess, as far as your jobs and stuff are concerned? Have you all taken a leave of absence in this plight, or how are you all doing that?
Yes, we have. We have taken a leave of absence so that we can travel and we can fight for justice for Trayvon. We haven't been to work. We're just ripping and running right now and trying to get the word out and trying to do as many rallies and protests as we can.
Now, Ms. Martin, I have a question. Are you happy with the progress that is being made in regards to the case? I mean, it seems like, you know, Zimmerman's like, you know, his story is kind of unraveling around him. People are slowly backing away from him. Do you think there's light at the end of this tunnel?
I think it is. I think it is. And I have faith. I'm just hopeful that there will be an arrest.
All right. We're on the phone with the parents of Trayvon Martin, Tracy Martin and Sabrina Fulton. Now, Rick, you wanted to ask about the special prosecutor.
Well, I just want to ask about the special. Prosecutor decided not to turn the case over to the grand jury. How do you feel about it?
Well, we were told that if it went to the grand jury, we would not be in attendance. It would be closed doors. So we were concerned about that. So we're kind of glad that it did not go to the grand jury.
Now, Ms. Martin, I also know that no amount of money could ever bring back the joy that you had when your child was around. But are you considering possibly doing a civil suit in addition to a, you know, like a regular suit as well?
We haven't discussed that right now. We're just focusing on the criminal matter right now.
I guess this is a two-part question. I hope we're not throwing too many. We're just so, we feel like you all are part of our family, so we always want to know what's going on with this. How do you guys feel about George Zimmerman requesting donations on this website? And do you really feel in your heart that he will be arrested?
We feel, first and foremost, we feel he'll be arrested. This is America. You know, at any time, he can request donations at his convenience. And we try not to look at that. We just try to stay focused on getting the arrest, because to me, that's just one of the distractions that are being thrown out there. We haven't even looked at the website, and we haven't even bothered looking at the website. That's not a concern of mine. Our main focus is just getting dressed for Trayvon.
And rightfully so. And what are your thoughts on his lawyers quitting?
I really can't comment on it, but we're close to getting something done.
It says so much without saying anything, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Hey, you know, and again, man, it was a pleasure meeting y'all, and sorry for your loss, man. Keep doing what you're doing, and if there's anything you ever need from us, we are here for you, man. I really appreciate you.
Hey, I really appreciate you, Rick, and it was a pleasure meeting you, man. And we're looking forward to coming to Beham, man. We're looking forward to staying with you and eating some of that food you be talking about cooking all the time.
Hey, you know, I'm going to set it out for you, man. And keep doing what you're doing and taking a stand for justice, man. And again, thank you. I look forward to seeing you when y'all come to Birmingham. Yeah, I made some good cornbread Sunday.
He made one thing. He didn't say nothing about the rest of the food.
Yeah, but I did good on that cornbread, son. It came out perfect. All right, I'll see y'all, man. God bless you, man.
All right, God bless you. And just tell everybody we love them and thank you.
We love you right back.
Love you too.
Have a good day.